point of Palin's, you know.
Oh, so these would, so the ticket would just be Palin's that have points on
them. Yeah, they'd be sawed off, you see. They'd take the saw and saw them off, make a king point on the end of them up at the top.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what they call a picket fence. Keep anybody from climbing over, see.
Uh-huh. I guess it would work.
That's what it was. Safe fence.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Well, we always call them, we've always put mattresses down on the floor and put sheets on and quilts and let them, pillows and let them sleep down. We call them a mattress bed on the floor.
Okay. Have you ever heard of these things called pallets?
That was just a quilt on the floor.
You see that cook right there?
Yes, sir.
That cook right there.
He can't hear good.
He'll sleep in that church with a huge little
dog. Oh, really? For goodness sake.
They didn't.
I got a them old with you.
Uh-huh.
Back on, I was 74.
And we lived in log houses made out of logs. You go up woods and cut down pine trees. Well, there wouldn't be these that one out there.
Yeah,
they'd be like this, and we'd cut a gap in this end of it and hew that out, and the other one we'd do the same thing and lock them together, see?
Uh-huh.
They'd be locked together.
Uh-huh.
And you put one big end up here, you know, they'll have a big end on them, so you put one big end up here and then another one down there, that's to make it fit, see?
Uh-huh.
All the way up. Uh-huh. And then we go to the woods and cut down pine trees and make shingles to put on that house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd cut some pieces of pine, long pieces of pine wood and nail up on that to nail them shingles too. She'd call it sheeting.
Mm-hmm.
To hold those shingles on the house and to hold the house to the body of the house.
Uh-huh.
See. And they didn't use no nails in at that time.
I had to put up shingles.
Well, they had shingle nails, but that's all. They used pegs. Big old long pegs.
They with pins.
They bore holes in them things with an auger.
Uh-huh.
With a hand auger. And they'd make their pegs about that long, and you see, they'd take one and drive it in there, and it would stay in there as long as the house lasts.
Heavens alive. Are there any of those houses left around here?
No, I don't think so. I think that people bought them, you know, they don't want to pay tax on them, and they tore them all up.
Mm-hmm.
There was two right down this road here where I was, when I left there, I married down there. There was one there when I married.
Mm-hmm.
I've been married twice. But the last time I married, we used to live in it. They tore it down after I got married this last time. And I've been married 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they cut that house down, the braids went up there. Well, you cut a mortar sign in that brace up there.
Uh-huh.
That post down up on the end, the log, whatever it was, you cut out a mortar, what you call a mortar in there. And then you bore a hole through there, and a hole through that there. In that brace and drove that pin through there.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you face
it. I see.
Mortars and pin.
And so those real estate
things. You tapped into a railroad truss with the same thing on the side of that boy.
That was in my mother's day, but now since, in my day, my granddaddy was a cobbler. He made houses. He made them going and coming. But they see there had been sawmills brought here, and they had been dales sent here. And they had been hammers sent in, they'd been
sawed,
all that
mm-hmm.
was here at my day. But that was in my mother's day when mm-hmm. they made those log houses and drove those pegs in it. And they would make a chimney out of sticking dirt like that chimney there.
Mm-hmm.
They'd use dirt and sticks to make that chimney. They didn't use have no brick.
For heaven's sake.
She'd sit down and tell us all about that stuff. And we had one on out once on our house.
And did it last?
Yes, it did. Last long as a house.
Gracious.
That
really is interesting.
They put mud and sticks together and build a chimney.
Well, a lot of things have changed in the land.
But that was a big old fireplace. It was that wide because they had to cook too on fireplaces.
Uh-huh.
I had these old pots and spiders and I don't know. She had I don't know how many of them things.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd sit down and tell us all about them, you know, how they had to cook. And